Right. Well, I actually found the vaccine at the same time that my son was being treated for these management protocols. And at the moment, these are the only method of treatment in mainstream medicine. So it's a standard treatment, and many specialists aren't willing to diverge from this at all. The inflammatory response that you get is called a flare-up, and that bit is quickly dealt with by steroids. And in this case, for my son's case, it was prednisolone. But of course, you can't stay on steroids for long without side effects. He didn't get any side effects, but obviously doctors try and taper it off quickly. So while we were doing that, we restricted his foods that caused the reaction. And we actually used a carbohydrate diet, which is very good, but it's hard to stick to if you're a go-ahead 20-something lad wanting to lead a normal life, you know. So at the same time, he had an immune suppressant called azathioprine, which caused him some dizziness and complete lack of concentration. Found it really hard to function with that. The biologic treatments were strongly suggested to us. We were really pushed towards those, but we were very reluctant to go down that route because of all I'd read about the possible lymphoma, which can result in a small percentage of cases. Anyway, by the time we'd agreed out of desperation and reluctantly to try Humira, the narrowing of his intestine had become so great that it was too late really for that to have any effect. So then he had emergency surgery, had a section of small bowel removed and had to have a stoma bag for 8 months to give the remaining bowel a chance to heal. But in retrospect, I think we should have had the keyhole surgery much earlier, which would have prevented the need for major surgery later on and the emotional trauma of having to wear a bag. But specialists aren't keen to recommend surgery. For some reason, drugs are the chosen method of dealing with the inflammation until it becomes an emergency. So while he was being given steroids and other drugs to suppress the immune system, I was searching online for something that would deal with the cause of Crohn's rather than simply control the symptoms. And it was really difficult. There's no end of quackery and alternative therapy out there. But I've read and learned so much during this whole nightmare. I quickly learned that what information I ought to ignore, and I eventually found Professor Herman Taylor at King's College London, who developed the vaccine. And he also was a pioneer of the antibiotic therapy for Crohn's. It's called Anti-MAP by most people. So this is what I wanted for my son, you know, not management, but I wanted to go for a cure. But boy, I bought a minefield. It's hard enough to convince your gastroenterologist that you want to try another way of treatment, but it's almost impossible to win them over when what you're effectively saying is that their knowledge is outdated. You know, the idea, the premise of John Herman Taylor's work is actually that Crohn's is not an autoimmune disease, after all, but it's a serious bacterial infection, closely related to leprosy, actually. So a lot of scientists like Marcel Baer in Canada now agree with that theory, but it goes directly against conventional and traditional thinking and everything that the medical profession know and believe in. So their default position is to quash the immune system and treat the inflammation every time it occurs or flares, whereas what I was wanting to do was to boost my son's immune system and kill off the infection, which is, you know, the polar opposite. So going against the entrenched medical opinion is very hard, but obviously much harder to accept that your child's going to have a lifelong condition that's merely managed. So that's why I support the vaccine and turn to the vaccine. It's logical. And those who actually take the time to read the recent studies are usually convinced that that's the way forward. So, you know, three gastroenterologists later, we're now with Dr. Jeremy Sanderson at Guy's Hospital, who's open-minded enough to know that this is a very sound theory. And he's prescribed the anti-MAP antibiotics for my son, which will hopefully keep him in remission until we get the vaccine. But of course, antibiotics also have side effects, you know. So it's very hard waiting for it, I have to say.